Well, my next guest will take on all comers, right or left, and say, this is what I agree with, this is what I don't. He's much like myself in that regard. Doesn't mean we agree on everything by any stretch, but he's got a new book, Try Common Sense, Replacing the Failed Ideologies of Right and Left. Philip K. Howard, founder of the Campaign for Common Good. Philip, welcome to the conversation.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
Your latest column, Out of Control, Why Public Employee Unions Don't Serve the Public's Best Interest. They never have. In fact, Franklin Roosevelt, far-left progressive, was smart enough to know and campaign against and prevent public sector unions from ever getting started when he was president. He knew enough to not let it happen because they're playing poker with taxpayer money. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, who are they negotiating against? They're negotiating against the public they're supposed to be serving. It's entirely inappropriate. It's one thing to have a tussle between private unions and shareholders over, you know, who gets what share of the profits. But when you're talking about public unions, you're talking about the people who actually, you know, run the transit systems and teach in the schools and, you know, patrol the streets. And, you know, what the point I make is they've really completely undermined democracy because we elect people and to run government, and they can't run it because the union contracts don't let them get rid of a bad cop. The union contracts mean that the teachers don't go back to school for a year. You know, so kids all over America have lost a year of learning.
Well, not all over America, not in Florida, because I was just at the CPAC get-together in the free state of Florida. So those kids have been in their seats since August of 2020, in person, full-time, across the entire state. Catholic schools across this country, private schools across this country.
Yeah,
but not
right.
In Chicago, not in Detroit, not in places where the teachers' unions say, no way, not in California. Your thought?
Yeah, that's right. So what we have is we have unions basically undermining the public interest. We have nurses at work and grocery workers at work, and we have teachers who refuse to work because they claim they're not essential. I mean, not only do the kids need learning, but the parents can't work if they have to stay at home and take care of the kids. You know, it's like a double whammy.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that in some places, like in Michigan where I am, $70 million was spent to give teachers $500 bonuses for, you know, for hazard pay. They haven't been in the classroom, most of them. Why would you? And money for support. Now, other people that have actually been going to work and facing, you know, people, whether they're stocking shelves in grocery stores or whatever else, they're out there. They're essential. They're doing it. They're not getting $500 bonus checks.
No, that's right. And so here we have this system that's been getting worse and worse, really, since unions were allowed. People have forgotten that collective bargaining by public unions wasn't allowed until the late 1960s, and people didn't really notice when it happened. And now, you know, years of political figures giving greater and greater benefits because they're buying basically public union support. You know, 15% of employees in this country work for the public. And so the politicians now are in the pocket of the people who supposedly, you know, they're supposedly managing. So what I suggest in this editorial in USA Today is that it's politically impossible to get rid of them, and the contracts are long and everything. So what we need is actually a constitutional challenge, which I think is perfectly fair, which is that, you know, you're supposed to, democracy can't work if the people we elect can't manage the public employees. And so it's fundamentally unconstitutional to allow them to basically take over government.
And so, but how do we get it back on the leash, if you will? You see, that's the problem. You've got these public sector unions that have all of this money and all of this power and all of this ability to fight back and you know, file lawsuits or whatever it might be to defend themselves and so on and so forth, right? And so how do you fight back at this point?
There's I think what I suggest in this editorial last week is that a mayor or governor should file a constitutional claim that the collective bargaining agreements are unlawful under something called the Guarantee Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which basically guarantees that the states will have a Republican form of government, which, by which they mean one where the voters elect people who can run the government, whereas now you elect people, you elect the mayor of Chicago, and the mayor of Chicago can't manage the teachers, so they don't go back to work. So I think it's unconstitutional. It's the only way we're going to solve this is in the Supreme Court.
And so we have to get somebody that can file a lawsuit that will get us to where we need to be. I mean, the only way we turn it around, Philip K. Howard here, founder of Campaign for Common Good. Try Common Sense, his new book, Replacing the Failed Ideologies of Right and Left. So how do you get a case that makes it to the Supreme Court? I'll give you the last word on this, Philip, but we've got to find a path in, you say.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm talking to a few governors and mayors about what this case looks like, and we need somebody who's bold enough to take on the ire of the public unions and bring this claim that the collective bargaining agreements are unconstitutional, because politically it's basically impossible, for the reasons you stated, to fix this. So let's fix it in the courts.
Well, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Philip, greatly appreciate your efforts. Philip K. Howard, where can they find out more? Website, Facebook, what do you got?
Yeah, commongood.org. Very easy. We got a whole platform. It's free. Sign up. Commongood.org. We got lots of prominent people already signed up.
All right. Greatly appreciated, Philip K. Howard, Campaign for Common Good. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciated. Still to come on the program today, Alan Sachs will be joining me. Don't want to miss that. Plus, I'm going to hear a little bit from Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, maybe a little something from the former president of the United States. Yes, sir. We'll have it all for you right here on the Steve Gerber Show. It's 25 after on the 1st of March. Don't go anywhere.